These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant on the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself. Total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up! Put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall!
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered.
So I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society. And that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right. A few things I want to bring up with you. One, I've had a lot of folks that have been talking, and I've been seeing this on social media. I've been getting a lot of prayer requests for this. A lot of people that are still dealing with and going through issues related to the COVID virus, the Wuhan virus, the biological chemical warfare weapon used against us by China. And And first of all, I just want to say, for the, you know, it is very real. Okay, there is a real illness that is out there. There is a real sickness that is out there. I went through it in December of 2020. I had the COVID. I had all the symptoms that go with that. I had double pneumonia. I was coughing up blood. I understand, and I've been through it, and I get it, and it's real. Here's what I want to explain to you right now. There are things that I have been doing since that point in time to help improve my health. I've lost a lot of weight. You can take a look at the videos and pictures of where I was then versus where I am now, and you can see that. I also started a year ago on some incredible products, and I have some of those right back here behind me. These are products that I take every single day. It's why I'm a part of this CGR Wellness, and go to CGRWellness.com and pick up the immune pack. Truly, I really encourage you to do that. The Vibe and the probiotic and the vitamin D and the zinc, critically important. Get those things. Also, we have an iHerb connection as well, and you can go over to iHerb, and if you go to my iHerb page, which I believe is the Pastor Greg iHerb page, Pastor Greg CGR. But if you go to that page, you'll see some of the things we recommend. And one of them is quercetin with bromelain, and the other is vitamin C. And again, these are things that I personally do. I take two of the quercetin with bromelain, 800 milligrams, every single morning. Every single morning. That's one of my regular routines that I do. I also take about 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C every single day, in addition to everything else that I'm doing. I've got my baggies of pills, and I sit down. I put out about 2 weeks' worth, but I've got my baggies of natural, high-grade natural pills that I take to benefit my health, and I do this every day. My digestive enzymes and back here we've got the Vibe, we've got the Ultra Shot, we've got the Flex, we've got the Resvante, we've got the EPA fish oil all back here on the shelf. Folks, these are things that I do regularly. Okay, please take it from Pastor. This stuff works. I have been out. I go out. I just got back from Chicago. I'm tired. Yes, I am tired. I have adrenal and pituitary gland deficiencies that I've been battling since 2004. And I've been told by a number of medical people, including tests that I had here, where that particularly sits. So, yes, I'm tired. But I'm so much better. My blood work comes back. My blood work comes back, and my doctor writes A+ on my blood work. A+ on my blood work. Okay? Folks, I tell you these things because I'm living them. I'm living them out. There is absolutely no natural understanding for why I should be here. There is some. I know I'm here because of a miracle of God saving my life, but I also know that part of his miracle is the use of the natural things. He said that he gave us everything for life and godliness. Stop and think about what does that mean. That means that he must have given us the foods to eat and the supplements to be able to take and the natural means by which to maintain good health. And it kills me when folks are going through and having major catastrophic health issues outside of a car accident or a catastrophic event that has caused injury to the body. I just kills me when folks are going through that. And I want people to benefit by the things that I've learned and by the naturopathic means by which I've been able to maintain my health, such as it is, which I think is pretty darn good. Anyway, there you go. All right, enough on that topic. Let's switch topics. Comparing student, listen, I want to again draw a little bit of historical background here, okay? Back in the 1940s, after the end of World War II, the communists took over, Stalin took over Russia, and you ended up with these big three. You had Roosevelt, you had Churchill, and you had Stalin. Man, Stalin was evil. Stalin was wicked. Stalin represented everything bad. And yet you had Roosevelt. Churchill was like, I don't know why we're talking to this guy. I don't know why we're sitting with this guy. I don't know why we don't just go in and right now topple him, because he's going to be a problem. But there were globalists that got involved, and they saw communism as a means to divide us, and as a way in which they could manipulate it and use it to help them conquer the world. And so that's exactly what took place. Roosevelt was a socialist border on communism, and ultimately socialism always leads to communism. And here you had Churchill, who was hanging on by a thread in England, even though he had helped them and saved their nation and they won, he was still facing and battling the globalists in England, in the UK. And so there you go. So now you have this scenario. And so coming out of the 40s into the 50s, here we go into the Korean War. And we were soundly winning in Korea. We would have had a united nation there, except that once again the globalists slipped in. And with Stalin and his support and the communist support, you had this situation where North Korea, through the Chinese, but Mao Zedong and Maoism blossomed again because of blunders in U.S. policy. China had been an ally of the United States in the World War, and then suddenly, when Mao came into power, that all changed, because Mao aligned himself with Stalin in Russia, and Russia became an enemy to the United States right out of the gates. And of course, it should have been an enemy of the United States. It was communism, and communism is an enemy to free enterprise. It's an enemy to a free nation, and the United States of America, being one nation under God, is that. And so we are the enemy of communism, and communism is the enemy of our ideals and our ideas and our freedoms and our liberties. But they began to infiltrate, and they realized, because they nearly lost Korea, that when Vietnam came about, they would definitely lose Vietnam if the United States would come together, if the people of that country came together. So they realized that the way that they could keep that from happening was to go after the youth, go after the young people, start putting seeds in the minds of the young people, seeds of rebellion, and breathe those seeds of rebellion into the areas of academia and breed confusion into the area of religion and Christianity. And flash forward, and so they did that, and they created it, the anti-war movement, all of that kind of stuff. It was all designed around communists and communist influence, folks. They've become even more adept at it today, and so many don't even realize that they're getting sucked up into this. The United States of America has to play a role on the international stage, but that does not take away from the fact that the United States has a lot of work to do in getting itself cleaned up. We need a secure border. We need to be a defined nation with defined boundaries. We need to be producing our own energy. We need to be producing our own food instead of importing all of our food from South America and other places around the world. We have the ability to produce our food right here. But we've allowed the state that produces the largest majority of that food to be taken over by an absolute devout communist dictator in Gavin Newsom. And the clan that has taken that over, the tyrants that are running California. And so much of this is directly related to my next topic, which has to do with the issue of morality. And this idea of separation of church and state. And so that brings me to this most recent article that I found, an article with the News Gallup. Now, this is 1 year old, but there's a brand new article out that talks about 69% of Americans consider themselves to be religious. It's important to note that the majority of the grassroots efforts around the country to bring a conservative platform into the political world, that comes on the Republican side of the ticket. It just does. And so the Republican side of the ticket reflects more, it is more reflective of a biblical worldview. Now, the actions of the Republicans that are in office, that's a different story. And it's interesting to note. So down here I was looking at church attendance is declining, steep decline in U.S. church membership, and so on and so on. And so why would that be? We're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to answer that question, because the same reason that they see this decline in church attendance, the same reason that they see this, there's this bar that exists that suggests that Americans do in fact hold to faith. 44% had gone to church in the last 7 days. There's another one. Gallup first asked this question in 65. 70% said religion was very important. That fell to 52% in 78, ticked up to 60 from 90 to 2005 before declining in the last 15 years. But we'll talk about all of that, and I want to explain some of these numbers and get into why right after this.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. 50 years ago, in 1971, according to a Gallup poll, 90% of U.S. adults identified with a Christian religion. Currently today, 69%, about 3 in 4 Americans, said they identify with a specific religious faith. That's the 2021 poll. The largest proportion, 69%, identify with a Christian religion, including 35% Protestant, 22% Catholic, and 12% identify with another Christian religion or simply as Christian. Let's see. So 49% of Americans say religion is very important in their life, with another 27% saying it is fairly important, and 25% saying it's not very important. 49% of the American population. Now, take that and then lay it over what the rest of their study seems to indicate, which is that there's this decline in church, a decline in individuals who are actually going to services on Sundays, participating in churches. And so churches have the idea that we need to become more seeker-friendly and change our message. And there's a lot of discussion and a lot of conversation about, oh, I don't know, how do we present the issue of love? What does that look like? Well, you know, I came... I'm not saying me. I'm saying, however, you know, I'll tell you, when I was 13 years old, I was on the verge of suicide. And when I came to, was brought to church by my mom to a closing program for a daily vacation Bible school that my sister had been engaged in, the thing that attracted me, the thing that touched me is that I did feel a sense of love and caring and belonging and concern. And so the first interaction has to have that idea of we love you. And a feeling of being welcomed and so on. And then we need to understand how we then are teaching from the pulpit truths, the biblical truths. Jesus Christ came For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. But what did he give him for? Why did he? What does it mean that he gave him? Well, then we come to understand that giving him means that he had to die. He suffered on the cross and he died. And so now we have this strange picture where we have this idea of love and God, as God is love, but God killed his son. Well, that sounds like a punishing thing. That sounds like evil. That sounds bad. It makes God maybe look bad. But we have to table that by understanding what is it that Jesus Christ laid down his life for. And that's a key. God gave his son. Jesus chose to lay down his life. That's the conversation he has with Pilate. Wherein he says, when Pilate says to him, "Do you not know who I am? Do you not know that I have your life in my hands?" And Jesus Christ says, "No, you don't have my life in your hands. I could call a legion of angels right now and this would all be over. I have chosen to lay down my life." Paul writes it and says that Christ approached the cross and his death on the cross with joy, because he knew that it would reconcile mankind to his Father once and for all with this great sacrifice for the punishment for all of our sins. And when people come to the church and they get this message of love, which is so critically important, it also needs to be a message of truth. And the message of truth is that, you know, that thing that you're searching for, that empty spot inside of you, that feeling of being less than, the mistakes that you continually make, that your conscience is still awakened to, and boy, is that not what they're after. The sexual perversion that they're doing to the children is to destroy the conscious nature, the recognition that we have, according to Romans 1, that God has revealed to every single person through their conscience the difference between right and wrong, between good and evil. We're pricked by it. We're aware of it. It bothers us. It eats at us when we do the wrong thing. And then we seek forgiveness. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. "Where did this robbery occur?" the dispatcher asks. "At pump number 7, says the man. "Can you describe them?" "Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles." We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, where and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So here we are with this progression, okay, coming out of the last segment. We're talking about the progression. We embrace the love. Now we have to understand the sin, the thing that separates us from God, Christ's sacrifice on the cross that brings that about, and then causes this transformation. And this is the part where I think that we are missing, and so let me read some other statistics to you. So even though most Americans have a religious preference and say religion is at least fairly important to them, much smaller portions regularly attend religious services. Asked whether they personally have attended church, synagogue, mosque, or temple in the past 7 days, an average of 29% of U.S. adults in 2021 reported they had done so, either in person or virtually. In 2000, it was 44% had gone in the past 7 days, and in 1958, 49%. So let's look at this now and ask this question. If 49% of the American population says that religion is very important to them, and they do, 69% are identifying as predominantly Christian, but 49% say that religion is very important to them, yet church attendance is down to 29%. So the numbers kind of don't seem to add up. What seems to be the issue here? I would strongly suggest that the issue is the seeker-friendly idea, because people are actually coming looking for a life-changing experience. And beyond the experience, I'm not talking about emotions. I'm talking about where the rubber meets the road, that they're like, wait a minute, you know what? Something inside of me is different. I'm behaving in a different way. I'm having a different pattern. There is a distinction between before I met the cross, before I knew Jesus Christ, and the person that I am becoming right now, having encountered Christ like Paul encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. That's what people are looking for. And yes, it is experiential, but it is also intellectual, and it is holistic. It's the whole person that encounters God through Jesus Christ, his Son. And it's that radical change that people are looking for. Now I want to take that and I'm going to break through a glass ceiling or a wall or whatever you want to call it. They call it the separation of church and state. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. Because the very first right that is given to us in the First Amendment is the right to freely practice our religion. And as a Christian, as a Bible believer, as a biblical Bible-believing Christian, the glasses that I put on and how I look and see the world, well, it's influenced by that. I can't set that aside and say, well, now I'm going to take these glasses off. Because they're not even glasses, folks. We've talked about the difference between John Locke's approach, the idea that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in one hand can be given by the state and in the other hand are handed to us by God. And our founding father said, no. Robert Curry's Common Sense talks about this. Joshua Mitchell has written about this. Folks, that's not the case. The case is that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are who I am. They're who you are. Life has been breathed into you by your Creator. God has breathed the life into you. Liberty pulses in your veins. And especially when you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you understand that that liberty comes with a conscience, it comes with a set of ideals, it comes with a way in which we operate and handle our business and take care of what we're supposed to take care of, our responsibilities. And it comes with an innate desire to pursue and do so to the best of our ability, knowing that we do everything as unto God. But that kind of encounter, that kind of church experience, that kind of community experience, that kind of morality, see, that's the kind of morality that we have to vote with. That's the kind of morality we have to look for in our representatives. And folks, that is another thing that's so important to understand. These individuals are representatives. They actually do work for us. We don't work for them. We're not subservient to them. We don't roll out the red carpet for the congressman and the senator because, oh, wow, they're so powerful. When the congressman and the senator are perceived and believe that they have more power than the people, there's a saying that goes along with this. When the government fears the people are safe. But when the people fear the government, no one is safe. I want to say that again. When the government fears the people are safe. But when the people fear the government, no one is safe. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, no one in this country is safe because we're all running around being afraid of this quote-unquote government. It's not a government. These are tyrants. We're living under tyranny, and these are tyrants. The first step is going to be your vote this coming November and how you vote. And I realize that in many of these races, it seems as though it's the lesser of two evils. And you may even be discouraged and say, man, I don't even know what the point is. Folks, the point is that your vote will be seen and counts before God in eternity. That's critical to understand. Secondly, you're going to have a lot easier time holding a particular party and their members and the people who are put into office who take the oath and then put a certain letter behind their name. You're going to have a lot easier time holding them to a biblical accountability than you are if you have this behind your name, okay? Because those individuals have sold themselves out. There are just not very many, if any of them, that I would could suggest that, yeah, that would be a good choice. Because the party, their party's program and policy is communism, socialism, killing babies at as much as 28 days after they're born, the advancement of the perversion of our children, doing what Chloe Cole talked about. Now, I believe that there is a moral majority that resides in this country. If 49% of this nation truly, truly believes that religion and Christianity is important. Think about that for a minute. 49%. I promise you that the other side doesn't own the other 51%. There's at least 15% more who have kind of a religious idea. It may not be critically important to them, but it is certainly a part of their lives. That puts our number closer to 64%. They tell us that we're outnumbered at the polls. That's what they say. Well, you're outnumbered at the polls, so you're going to lose. But these numbers don't tell that story. If 49% truly believe that religion is important, then they would be voting in such a way as to influence how the outcome comes based on those religious convictions. Now what we need to do is we need to understand and we need to get to, and this is another reason why I believe the churches are empty. Many of the churches are empty because of the fact that the preachers and the leaderships of these denominations have embraced things that are anti-biblical. And so the Christians, the real Christians that actually read their Bibles and read and study and understand what's in the Word and the truth of the Word and what the Word of God has to say about husbands and wives and kids and marriage and how you live those things out. And what a society is supposed to look like, and the influence that Christianity should have on it, but just take it back to the family structure and the value of life and what's happening in our churches today, where you have these priests and you have others, pastors that are suggesting that abortion is a viable option. Ending a life is a good idea. Transgenderism is a good idea. Lesbians, sodomites, these are all good ideas. According to who? They're not biblical ideas. They're not God's ideas. And when people are serious about their religious convictions, and 49% of Americans are, that changes things.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My goal here, so we understand, I'm not having a church service in so much, I guess maybe I am, but what I'm wanting to do is to encourage you that your civic responsibility to vote as a Christian is critically important. You have before God a civic responsibility to be engaged and involved in the election process. And it is ingrained in the very beginning chapters of this United States of America. I read earlier a prayer that was brought forward in 1607 by Reverend Robert Hunt. We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within these shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations after us, and with these generations take the kingdom of God to all the earth. May this covenant of dedication remain to all generations as long as the earth remains, and may this land, along with England, be evangelist to the world. May all who see this cross remember what we have done here, and may those who come here to inhabit join us in this covenant and in this most noble work of the Holy Scriptures may be fulfilled. Think about what he is saying. So powerful. So powerful. We have a mandate to maintain that we continue to remain a Christian nation with Christian biblical values. What's happening to our children is a violation of those values. The hate that is being propagated by the CRT, the critical race theory, is an abomination to that. Okay? The abortion issue is an abomination to that. These are all abominations to what it is that God has in store for us and what we should be doing as believers being engaged in this process. But let me come back for just a minute so we don't get lost in this. So the Mayflower Compact states that they undertook the voyage for the glory of God and the advancement of Christian faith. Now, what happens is there's this argument that we are eschatologically at the very end, and therefore it doesn't matter what we do because God's coming back, Jesus is coming back, and he's going to straighten everything out, and we should just sit back and wait for him to come back. But the Word of God doesn't give us that indication. The Word of God tells us that we are to continue, that he should find us doing his work, his bidding, up until the very end. Now, some would say, well, okay, so we're just going to all preach the gospel. But part of preaching the gospel is living the gospel. And part of living the gospel is the engagement in our civic responsibilities. So choosing leadership is something, it is a responsibility, and this is, they aren't even leaders. Choosing representatives that are going to do the bidding of the people and making sure that the laws of the land that govern us, the policies that govern us, adhere to our moral conscience, adhere to a certain line and trajectory of what's right and what's wrong. The Lord will be our God and delight to dwell among us as his own people, and will command a blessing upon us in all our ways, so that we shall see much more of his wisdom, power, goodness, and truth than formerly we have been acquainted with. We shall find that the God of Israel is among us, when 10 of us shall be able to resist 1,000 of our enemies, when he shall make us a praise and glory that men shall say of succeeding plantations. May the Lord make it like that of New England, for we must consider that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all people are upon us. This is from John Winthrop in Model of Christian Charity. Now, there's another gentleman by the name of William Bradford, who was one of the original founders, and he talking about Plymouth, and this is what he said about the Plymouth plantation, a first-hand account. Satan hath raised, maintained, and continued against the saints from time to time, in one sort or other, sometimes by bloody death and cruel torments, otherwise imprisonments, banishments, and other hard usages, as being loath his kingdom should go down. The truth prevail, and the churches of God revert to their ancient purity and recover their primitive order, liberty, and beauty. In other words, the church is going to be at odds with the sinful nature of man. That's just a fact, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a fact. And it certainly is going to be at odds with communism that denies God, denies the Creator, and pushes such evil upon us. Under the reign of terror that was Stalin and Lenin, 100 million people died under communism. Under communism. And here we sit in America today, and the policies that are coming into place from coast to coast are policies that are designed to, as Rick Manning said in our first segment this morning, cull the population. They are designed to bring death and destruction. No, folks, ladies and gentlemen, we can stop this. We can stop the madness that Chloe Cole experienced, a young girl forced to take testosterone hormone therapy at 13 years of age because the quote-unquote medical experts told her parents that she would be happier if she were a boy. They convinced her mentally and emotionally. They twisted her mind at 13 years of age. And I talked earlier today about how we keep trying to get kids. Look, some children are going to be able to know what they want to be when they're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. A small percentage. But the majority aren't. So many college students today, young people today, coming out of college at 18 are like, I don't know what I want to do for sure. You know, I kind of like this. It's the reason why there are those that propose trade schools. Because someone gets a chance to get their hands dirty and try something out and see, is this what I'd like to do with the rest of my life? Do I really enjoy this? And if I do, then great. Teach me how to do it. Teach me how to use my hands and how to work. This is good. This is a positive thing. And others are going to say, you know, I'm not quite sure what I want to do with my life yet. So let me explore some options. But for goodness sakes, don't condition them to have sex at the age of 9 and have an abortion. Don't convince them at 4 and 5 years old that they're in a position to be able to start dropping hormone pills and changing their sexual orientation because some little girl dreams someday of being able to kick a field goal. This is nonsense. It's insanity. And I know that there is a large group of moral people, and the other side knows it as well, and it's why they want to take away your rights to be able to express your Christian beliefs when it comes to the body politic, by telling you there's a separation of church and state, by making you believe that somehow the people who are in government positions are somehow lords and we have become serfs. We're not serfs. We, the people, are the ones who allow government to either exist or not exist, and its only purpose in existing, its only purpose in existing, is to secure the rights of the people. And all of its powers are given from us, and we get our rights from God in heaven. Remember that. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.